Happy, happy, festive everything to you, my still vaguely defined listener base. And I mean that to each and every one of you. I'm Nat Gertler. This is the Og Blog Podcast. And you're about to hear about Peanuts books. Specifically, book adaptations of the beloved TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas. More specifically, in this episode, the third and, believe it or not, not final in this run focusing on adaptations of that special, I'm looking at book adaptations issued by Hallmark, the giant corporation built on our inability to simply go up to people and say, hey, I like you. Plus, I'm looking at one additional adaptation, and its permutations over the years. Now, Hallmark's been in the Peanuts book business for over half a century now, sometimes producing their own books, quite frequently, in fact. My favorites are the little miniature hardcovers they were producing largely in the 1970s. Sometimes they just did a print run of an existing book with a Hallmark logo attached, or with some slight rearrangement. Given how many books they produced, and even how many they'd done with the Christmas bent to them, like their little storybook, Yes, Santa, There Is a Charlie Brown, which mixed Victorian woodcut images with Peanuts characters, or The Joy of a Peanuts Christmas, still one of my favorite strip collections, it's a bit of a surprise that they didn't get involved in A Charlie Brown Christmas until 2006. And even then, it's in a mild way. The book is Holidays Through the Year, Five Classic Stories, which is a very grand title, but the book itself is just a retitled reprint of the book Peanuts Holiday Treasury, issued the prior year. And even that was just collecting several different existing books into a single volume, so it's got the Paige Braddock-illustrated adaptation of the work. Now, this volume is still in print a dozen years later, which means that either it's done very well and merited repeatedly reprinting it, or did so much worse than expected that they still have copies from their original printing of it over a decade ago. Really, it's much more likely the former than the latter. And having this book out, that seemed to satisfy Hallmark's lust to be in this market for a couple years. Stepping away from Hallmark for a second, in 2008, Running Press issued a new adaptation of A Charlie Brown Christmas. This is the same publisher that had earlier done a little miniature gift book adaptation, but this isn't a reprint of that adaptation. Instead, they got all new art by Tom Brannon. And Tom is the first one to really put the full power of computer art tools onto these adaptations. The color is rich and subtle and gradiated, mostly to good effect. I get kind of weirded out by the modeling of the faces, and by modeling I mean the use of shades to suggest a three-dimensional shape. The shadows cast under the chin make some of the characters look like they need a shave. But maybe that's just me. This is a very serious, very slick attempt. It's also revisionist. You ever read about how in the Soviet Union they would from time to time update history books, removing from the photographs once mighty people who had now fallen out of favor with the current regime? Well, that gets applied to A Charlie Brown Christmas. So if you're looking for Violet, you're going to have trouble finding her. Instead inserted are characters like Peppermint Patty and Marcy, neither of whom existed when the special was made. This was apparently without anyone thinking whether Peppermint Patty really would wear sandals while walking in the snow. That, plus the updating of some of the wardrobe, makes it seem like a what-if-a-Charlie-Brown-Christmas-were-made-in-the-1990s attempt. There's also a bit of revisionist history on the back cover, and I quote, in the pages of this deluxe collector's edition, that's right, only deluxe collectors can buy this. You regular collectors must go buy something else. This deluxe collector's edition of A Charlie Brown Christmas, readers will delight in the Emmy and Peabody Award story based from the television specials of Charles M. Schulz, which has aired for more than 45 years. Now, first off, there's the thing that the story is not based on the television specials of Charles M. Schulz. It's based on one specific special. I suspect that perhaps at one point the copy said based on the comic strip by Charles M. Schulz, and I don't know, somebody decided, no, we really want to talk about the TV special. Could be wrong. And then there's the claim that this story has been aired for more than 45 years. A Charlie Brown Christmas first aired in 1965. This book came out in 2008. At the time the book was issued, the special had aired for 43 years and was about to hit the 44th. 43 is not more than 45. Math is not that hard. Running Press offered this as a nice 10.5-inch large square book, a really nicely made hardcover, presented as something special. But also in the same year is a smaller, lower-priced, lower-production-quality version, and that one bears the Hallmark brand. Which, by the way, means you can only get it through a Hallmark retailer. These things are not available through Amazon, or if they are, it's because someone is acting as a third-party retailer. Hallmark does not distribute their editions like that. In 2009, both Running Press and Hallmark issued new editions of this same adaptation. For running press, it's a much smaller copy, 5.5 inches square, a paperback that came as part of a box set with pieces to assemble your own Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Not, we should note, the triumphant tree from the end of the special, merely the little tree that droops under a single ornament. The ornament is included, although the tree is too rigid to droop under its weight. The book has two copyright dates, 2008 and 2010. To find out when it was really published, you have to average them together. For Hallmark, the 2009 edition of this adaptation is a 7.5-inch square hardcover that says Special Hallmark Edition. It's smaller than the previous year's Hallmark edition or the Running Press edition, but it's bigger than the one that comes with the tree. The next year, 2010, Running Press takes the Brannon art and does a pop-up book out of it, keeping all the text, which I should note was by Margaret E. Bryant, but bringing the art down to 5 pop-up spreads, 3 with motion. It was the niftiest adaptation issued to date, and may remain that until this day, although there is competition. Hallmark is not out of the game. That year, they take the Brannon adaptation again, but this time turn it into an interactive book with sound buttons. So while you're reading this story, if they show you one of the little icons that's on one of the buttons, you know to press that button and get a sound.
Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me? You write it, and I'll tell you what I want to say. I have been extra good this year.
This was promoted in a way that Hallmark has frequently used with Peanuts Christmas books, discounting the price if you bought some cards. It listed for $19.95, but if you bought 3 cards with it, it cost only $9.95. Since your cheapest Hallmark cards were only $1, I doubt that many folks said, no, I'd rather spend $7 more and not get any cards.
Good grief.
In 2011, Hallmark gets deep into the Charlie Brown Christmas game, this time having their own adaptation produced for the first time rather than reusing someone else's, with production art by a man named Dan Horton. And something fancy, a recordable storybook. It has some electronics in it, and the person who buys the book can record themselves reading the book so they can give it as a gift, and the recipient can hear Grandma say, good grief, and speak the gospel. And Running Press that year did their own edition of Hallmark's 2010 edition of the Tom Brannon adaptation, the one with the sound buttons. It's slightly happied up, not in the story, but in the cover, which has the full cast and the transformed tree, rather than just Charlie Brown with the pathetic tree. And the frontispiece, which has happy Charlie Brown carrying the pathetic tree, instead of sad Charlie Brown kneeling by that tree. Also in 2011 is a rarity, a foreign language book edition of A Charlie Brown Christmas, as the publisher... Oh, I can't read that, it's Japanese and I can't even sound it out. But they put out a Japanese version of the pop-up book. While Christmas and even A Charlie Brown Christmas may not be as big in Japan as they are here in the US of A, much of the cost of producing a pop-up book goes into the engineering, so I guess the opportunity to have a Peanuts pop-up book overcame any resistance on that front. And I guess it sold through. It's out of print now. In 2012, Running Press, who, as I said last episode, does a good business in the sort of little gift things you find by the register at a bookstore, they issued a smallest version of the Brannon adaptation yet, about 2.5 inches by 3 inches, which was packaged in a box with a Charlie Brown Christmas snow globe. Hallmark that year took an interesting tack. They did a new adaptation written by Cheryl Hawkinson, illustrated by Tom Bodendistel. I may well be mispronouncing that. Very sorry to Tim. Anyway, having fallen into a pattern of new annual editions and having done a number of tricks to make them different, Hallmark apparently decided that the next step was not a different trick, but a new combination. This edition has both sound buttons and pop-ups. The story is told as 7 two-page spreads, each of which has its own sound button. Some of them are more than just short little sound stings. Someone gets a good chunk of gospel from Linus, for example. And they did one other odd thing. They gave it a different title. The book was titled not A Charlie Brown Christmas, but A Charlie Brown Christmas Tree. In 2013, the department store Kohl's, who had once had their own edition of the Paige Braddock adaptation, got their own edition of the Tom Brannon one. It's got a Kohl's Cares logo on the back, showing it was part of their charity fundraising effort. And it didn't take much funds to get one, a mere $5 at the time. 2014 found another publisher using the Tom Brannon art as Springs Creative Product Group published their own book. Well, actually they published a sheet of fabric that you're supposed to cut and sew into a cloth book. They simplified the art, got rid of the mottled color look, with the lines darkened and some items removed. Since the original was created digitally, I'm guessing Brannon created each item and character as its own object, making it easy to make such adjustments. The whole thing is abridged down to a mere 8 pages, cover included. Hallmark, meanwhile, had A Charlie Brown Christmas, 6 puzzles for wintry fun. This is a brief but unique version. 6 pages of text facing 6 16-piece jigsaw puzzles. It's like a board book, although each page is actually a puzzle frame. For the Let's Mess with Jigsaw Puzzles club out there, each puzzle appears to be cut using the same die, so you should be able to mix and match pieces across puzzles, creating Frankenstein images. 2015! The 50th anniversary of the special! And Running Press does a fancy-dancy 50th anniversary edition of the Tom Brannon adaptation. Well, fancy the fact that it has a slipcase, but hey, that's cool. And it comes with a poster. And as for the adaptation, ooh, this is one for those who were paying attention. You know that Soviet history book-style removal of old characters and insertions of more recent ones that this adaptation had? They undid it! Peppermint Patty, who had been included with all the previous versions of this adaptation, despite her not being in the TV special, is removed, as is her friend Marcy. All of her dialogue in the text is switched to Violet, and where needed, she replaces Peppermint Patty in the visuals. At other times, she and Marcy are just removed, with other characters rearranged to make it look less blank. They didn't undo the update of the clothing, though. Lucy is still wearing a sweatshirt and slacks rather than a dress. Violet is wearing a dress, and, wisely, not sandals. Also in 2015, Hallmark issued an adaptation which is just a copy of 2011's recordable storybook adaptation without the recordable storybook features. Well, basically, kinda. I mean, the text has been given, if not a total rewrite, then at least a heavy copy edit. For example, the opening sentence of the old version was, "Christmas time was here, the time when snowflakes fell softly and the sounds of carols rang through the air," while the new one is, "Christmas time had arrived, a time when snow fell softly and carols rang sweetly in the air." You know, the kind of rewriting that you do when you're trying to pretend that your report on Harriet Tubman wasn't just copied from the encyclopedia. And the art is mostly the same, but a few of the images have been reworked. But not content with putting out new Charlie Brown Christmas edition every year, Hallmark celebrated the special's 50th anniversary by putting out a second one in 2015. This other one is a redoing of 2012's A Charlie Brown Christmas Tree, which was a pop-up book with sound buttons, only without the sound buttons and with more pop-ups than the original. And then came 2016. And the ornament, which was a book. At first you think it's just an ornament that looks like a book, specifically a statuized version of the Tom Brannon cover to the 2008 Running Press edition. The side has a sound button. Press it and you hear the kids saying, "Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!" And then you find that the cover of the book really does open, and there's a book adaptation of A Charlie Brown Christmas inside. The art is taken not from the Brannon edition, but rather from the A Charlie Brown Christmas Tree, although the art is flattened rather than popping up. And because that was an ornament and not a book, but it was a book, but it was sold as an ornament. Anyway, Hallmark also put out a book that year. A Charlie Brown Christmas, a Hallmark-lighted pop-up book. Had pages that flipped up to open with pop-up images and with a little light built in, putting an up-from-the-bottom glow on the images. This one tells the tale via 6 pop-ups and 6 pages of texts, so it's a fairly simple version. Unless anyone suggests it, no, it does not skip Linus's quoting of gospel. I've heard people claim repeatedly over the years that any shortening of the TV special, on air or in book form, would do away with the speech because of a presumed conspiracy against Christianity. To the best of my knowledge, it has never happened. The lighted pop-ups are nice, but the effect doesn't have as much impact as one might hope. They never managed to use the light effect to light up the Christmas lights decorating Snoopy's doghouse or the trees, but they do in one shot light up the stars in the sky. And one star that's somehow in Violet's hair. Running Press did not sit out 2016. They produced the A Charlie Brown Christmas coloring kit, reducing Brannon's adaptation to black and white line work, and telling the story across a folded strip of paper instead of a bound book. But it's a print adaptation, I'm counting it, and yes, they used the version with Violet instead of Peppermint Patty. The natural order has been restored and maintained. They also did, and this may only be a new edition to me, not to you, but the 50th anniversary slipcase edition went through a reprinting. It even has the same ISBN, so why do I consider it a different edition? Because they took the words 50th anniversary edition off of it, And since that was a declared edition, this must therefore be a different edition. There's even a change to the back cover text to say the special has now been on for more than 50 years. And when I say that I collect all editions of A Charlie Brown Christmas, yes, I even dig down to that level of detail. If I weren't a nerdish obsessive, I would be no good at this gig, I tell you. And then, well, 2017 was barren in this regard. No version of the Brannon adaptation, no A Charlie Brown Christmas book from Hallmark. There was one from another publisher, I'll cover that in the next episode, but the Hallmark absence hurt. And that's an absence that repeated this year. No Hallmark A Charlie Brown Christmas for 2018. But at least Running Press did not abandon us this year, did not abandon the Tom Brannon art. They came out with a Charlie Brown Christmas wooden collectible set, which had a set of flat wooden Peanuts figures, as well as the book A Charlie Brown Christmas, A Collection of Favorite Moments. It's billed as a 32-page mini-book with quotes and illustrations from the beloved animated special, but it's material in order that basically tells the story of the special. So yes, it counts as an adaptation, and in a year that has been otherwise barren of A Charlie Brown Christmas book adaptations, at least that I've seen so far, this will have to do. So I guess that leaves us with one more episode of this podcast series within a series to go. I will dance my way through all the non-Hallmark, non-Brannon, post-2005 book adaptations of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and you will have more knowledge than most wise people will have on the topic, and more than all truly wise people would want. But you appreciate that sort of obsessiveness. That's what you come here for, right? You'll find more of that obsessiveness over at the blog, and there I can give you visuals. That's blog.aaugh.com. Stop by there. And as you know, I haven't taken real advertising yet, and I've not taken the give me a gift of money path. But if you want to support the blog and the podcast, if you've been thinking about ordering from Amazon, stop by the blog, click on any of the ordering links, and continue your Amazon shopping from there. Even if you don't buy the thing on the link you clicked, Amazon will give me a little thank you money for sending you their way. And until next time, may you only go out into the snow wearing your best winter sandals. May the folks who say you've been around for more than 45 years realize you're only 43. And may all your griefs be good ones.